It's Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with the final installment of our summer book series. Today, we'll examine the legacy of AC/DC's final album with singer and lyricist Bon Scott. Highway to Hell came out in 1979, and less than a year later, Scott died from alcohol poisoning. One person who has closely studied this album and the life of Bon Scott is Joe Bonomo. He's a professor of English at NIU and author of AC/DC's Highway to Hell, a book that draws on interviews with musicians and critics and his own memories of the band's music when he was a teenager. Dr. Bonomo says Bon Scott brought something to the band that no other singer before him or after could bring.
Well, it was a ridiculously larger-than-life personality, and it was a sense of humor. Bon Scott had a really checkered past. He'd been in and out of jail. He'd had trouble with youth detention services. He'd had some petty thieving and petty crimes in his past, but he didn't bring a chip on his shoulder. He brought a half-grin, a real love of life, and a really funny way of looking at things. He had a knack for a turn of phrase that his predecessor didn't.
And that sense of humor, that went into his lyrics as well.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. He was a very, very, very funny lyricist.
And there's that album cover with Angus Young with the horns coming out of his head, holding the tail in a suggestive way, and the rest of the band looking really rough and ragged.
And even as a teenager, I knew that was a fun album cover. I mean, it was a little nervy. It was scary, like you said. The guys are loutish looking, and they look brutally hungover and worse for wear. But if you notice on the jacket cover, Bon Scott in the far right is laughing. And that was what I picked up on the album cover, that this was as much a tongue-in-cheek joke as anything else.
Even though he's wearing a pentagram
wearing a pentagram. Yeah.
Which seems just like decoration.
Well, for him it was, I think. The band courted their demonic associations from the very, very beginning because sin sells as well as sex sells. And the Australian government, parliament was denouncing them as early as 1976, I think. So they courted that because they knew that it was good for business. But for Bon Scott and really for the rest of the band, it was a joke.
AC/DC released 5 albums for Atlantic Records with Bon Scott, but they didn't get on American radio until the 5th album, Highway to Hell. Why did the band have so much trouble getting airplay in the U.S.?
It's hard to say. In retrospect, one can probably point out the production of Robert Mutt Lange, the producer that they hooked up with for Highway to Hell, because if you listen to this album versus the earlier albums, there's something that's more commercial. And so that has something to do with it, that Lang really kind of buffed up the band's sound without losing any of the band's power. But beyond that, it's hard to say. You talk to any band who's had successes or even those who haven't, and they, to a person, to a band, will say that a lot of it's luck. You can have, and as the AC/DC did, they had a big label behind them. They had a big promotional machine behind them. But for some reason, their records were not landing. They weren't burning up the charts yet. But in retrospect, I think it has much to do with the commercial-ready sound that Lang brought to the band.
After Bon Scott's death, the band hired a new singer and lyricist, Brian Johnson, and then released Back in Black in 1980 as a tribute to Scott. As you know, Back in Black is the best-selling hard rock album of all time. But despite their success with Brian Johnson, you write that AC/DC was a better band with Bon Scott. Why?
Absolutely. They were a smaller band in the sense that by the time Bon Scott died in February of 1980, they were in ascension in terms of their popularity. Highway to Hell reached 17 on the Billboard charts in America. They were starting to do very, very well. Their long, grueling tours and all their hard work for the past decade had begun to pay off for them, which is part of the tragedy of Scott dying, of course. But they hadn't yet graduated to the enormous stages that they would in the 1980s and the 1990s. And when they moved to the stadiums, when they moved to the arenas, something essential was lost. They stopped being a great, funny, tight bar band, and they became an arena hard rock band. Now, you could say they always had that in them, and they probably did, and I'm certainly not faulting their ambition or their successes. And this is something that I think doesn't necessarily reflect too well on me, that I tend to become suspicious of a band, of an artist, when they become enormously successful, because I think sometimes they fall away from their better instincts. And I think that happened with AC/DC. They got a little lazy. Their albums became less powerful and less dynamic following Back in Black, which is an absolutely great rock and roll album. And having lost Bon Scott, they lost that crazy, bizarre, off-the-wall sort of sense of humor that Brian Johnson could ape a little bit in his way, but he wasn't a naturally funny guy the way Bon Scott was naturally funny. He was an amusing guy, but he wasn't off-the-wall funny, in that kind of off-kilter way that Bon Scott was. So when you couple the loss of Bon Scott's kind of funny lyrics and his funny way of looking at life, his humorous way of looking at life, with the graduation of these enormous stages with giant cannons and hundreds of thousands of people in the crowd, they became less of a rock and roll band and became an arena band. They lost something.
Joe Bonomo is the author of AC/DC's Highway to Hell. At our website, you can hear Joe give a running commentary over the title track to that album. He also reads an excerpt from his book. Joe Bonomo, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot for having me. It's fun.
I'm Dan Klefstad, wishing you good reading this summer. This is WNIJ.